divine order is so important at the level we have come to. There's an expectation out of us for the training that we have had. And the training that we have had over the years is for the moments that are about to take place in the body of Christ. There's a remnant that's going to be at the highest standard in this move of God in this time. So it's very important that we follow instruction as we go. Today, deliverance will not have to be a word in your vocabulary. Look at somebody, look them straight in the eye and say, I'm already delivered. Another thing I want you to know, the reason I'm not filling these four chairs today, they were filled in my closet by two grace angels and two mercy angels. That's how important these moments we're spending together is at this time. That God will send two grace angels and two mercy angels. And then those of you in the spirit, one of y'all might see them. Ha, ha. Might point their finger at you. But they're here. More than those four is here, but those four is there. That's why I didn't bring my girls up. I got the angels up today. Now we're talking about phase two of the Holy Spirit making the church great again. Yes. What do that mean, Apostle? Well, it means that the church drifted from where she was supposed to be and became normal, like, you know, like you might say the 4-H Club, or you might say the Masons, or you might call a local name, and they got the church in that category. Yeah. That shouldn't be. We the most powerful being on the face of the earth. Christ live in us. The kingdom of God is in us. Listen, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit lives in you. Listen, listen very carefully now. Listen, because you're out. The supernatural flow and get its life through you. You're not just a human being. You are a supernatural being because you accepted Christ in your heart as your personal Savior. No, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect either. But I got Christ in me. Yes. Tell somebody, I got Christ in me. When you say, and you got to have this because the place you're going to go today, you're going to have to be up to par. When you say, I'm anointed. You are telling all problem and all yokes, you destroy. When I open my mouth, you destroy. Now, sit down. Because you need to write this down. And you need to date it. Some of the things about to be said. the dimensions in the spirit that God want to take you in these times are very deep. So there's a question that the Spirit is going to propose to you that you're going to have to find out where you are yourself. Are you a drifter or a shifter in the Spirit? If you are a drifter in the Spirit, I want to change you this morning into a shifter. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Drifter, you just go along with what come along. A shifter, say, I'm not staying here. I'm going next level.
Right.
And shift on out, all right? So in order to, with this apostolic and prophetic setting that we're in and the changes that are being made in the church becoming great again, it brings us back into the position of not just an organization or a denomination, but a people who walking in power, making supernatural changes, no matter what the natural is saying.
Yes.
Okay? In other words, you have to know, by not being a drifter, you have to know the situation that is circling you cannot hold you. You shift your way out supernaturally. The glory of God, the power of God, the ability of God is on the inside of me. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take you to some scriptures in a few minutes. But also, I'm given permission today to take you into my apostolic prayer closet. And once you get in there, it's going to turn prophetic on you. So, supernatural government and supernatural foreseeing will begin to function in your life if you're not a drifter.
Right.
Just going along, you know, I go to church. I went to church, hallelujah. No, a shifter has expectation from God.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, you're going to have a strong visitation today.
Yes.
Online, you hear me?
Yes.
There will be a strong, it will travel from state to state and country to country. There's no distance in the spirit.
Amen.
We will have a visitation in here today. The mercy angels will start standing up. Them grace angels are going to start standing up. And might come out and touch somebody that need a touch today. So it's real, real powerful. Now, when you talk about going into my prayer closet, my prayer closet over the years have turned, while I'm there praying, I prayed 2 hours in the Holy Ghost the other day. I usually pray an hour, but an extra hour came on. And the prophetic come. Words be spoken that are not normal. God's going to let you in on some of those words today. Now, write your basic scripture down, Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. That's the basic scripture. And it's reminding you,
hallelujah,
that you supposed to be a supernatural believer.
Yes, sir.
In other words, situations does not bother you because you're supernatural.
Yes.
No, you didn't get it.
Yes.
See, and anything you're dealing with now shouldn't bother you because your miracle consciousness.
Yes.
That situation you're dealing with, maybe just giving God a chance to show another sign.
Yes.
Know this, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, you are an instrument for God to manifest through. What is that? I am an instrument for God to manifest through. So, from this day forward, pay no attention to no impossibilities. Come on now, you're a drifter or you're a shifter? Pay no attention to no such thing as impossible. That's for normal people. I'm a carrier. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Denominations, man-made titles brought us down to a level of insufficiency. The Lord is about to bring you back. I want to show you a powerful scripture. I have to read it slowly because it's new. It's a new. Turn to, turn to Romans chapter 11. And I came to Romans chapter 11 questioning God. I want you to look at three scriptures. I was questioning God by Romans 12, 1 through 3. I said, what's so significant about these scriptures? He said, well, you got to back up to Romans 11 to understand it. But just look at Romans 12, 1 through 3. You saw those scriptures before. You've aimed to do those scriptures before. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
But they are specific. When you talk about your body, it talks about your mind, your soul, talk about your mind, talk about your faith, talk about grace in those three voices. It's what you're about to see now, everybody not going. All of y'all like me are not going. Because some of y'all stuck in your way. Maybe the Holy Ghost can get you unstuck while I'm preaching. You know, but you cannot, hallelujah. You cannot have a pet pattern. The spirit world, I've learned over these 51 years, is a shifting world. It's shocking.
Yes, sir.
What God can do.
Yes.
With a situation.
Uh-huh.
I say it's shocking. You wake up one morning and everything gone.
Yes.
That was bothering you.
Yes.
You wake up one morning, you got everything you needed. You as a Christian, you get ready, you got to live a shocking life. He will shock you if you let him. So listen to what I'm about to say now. The stroke is over. All strokes. All immovable position you've been in are over. You about to see, you about to say, and it's about to happen. Watch me now. You are a leader.
Yes, sir.
Woo, my goodness.
Come on now. Listen to what I'm saying. You're not just a follower. You are called by God. Every one of y'all. I said every one of y'all. You called to be a leader. You apostolic. And you prophetic. You heard what I said? I said you're apostolic. And you prophetic.
Thank you, Father God.
In the scripture, sit down. In the scripture, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every now and then, say a little something.
Hallelujah.
Every now and then, open the door. Don't sit there like, yeah, come on in. You're talking to me. Yes, thank you, Father God. Making the church great again. Now I know some of y'all don't want to hear this, but I see it as an apostle. The church has to stay ahead of the country. And the country can't make it without the church. And there are some things that are happening in our country now. Transgenders are being shut down. Murdering little babies are being shut down now. That's God. That's the Bible. That's true. We need that. We never seen that before in our country. Y'all got to get out them little holes y'all been in. Little mentality. No, move in the spirit. Shout, man. Now I want to ask a question before I go to this chapter. Who in you are still drifting? Now if I take in this closet and you're drifting, you just go ahead and get in your car. Because when you get in this closet, you're going to be shipped from the apostolic to the prophetic. You're going to start saying some things in your house, in your car. And they're going to start coming to pass because you know what you're saying. I have two crucial words that come up in my spirit. Two crucial words. They may sound simple, but they're very crucial at this time. And they're very powerful at this time. And I'm going to give them to you. They're going to change everything in your life. Two words. I'm going to give you two words. Change everything in your life.
Come on.
They're going to sound so simple, but they have come into this atmosphere of the church becoming great again.
Yes, sir.
Two words. Always remember these two words. Divine backup. Every transaction from this day forward,
yes.
I want you to realize, no matter what it looked like, no matter what the facts look like, no matter what the feeling looked like, remember, I have. Now, 89 people should have been running now. See, but you understand, the supernatural has become so natural to the church because they don't understand what's going on. Now, in this 11th chapter of Romans, the Lord showed me this. And the top chapter on top of my, in my little Bible, is a remnant remain.
A remnant remain.
Regular people not gonna walk in this. Regular church members, you're not gonna see this. But there's a remnant remain.
Yes, sir.
And that's who God's gonna use, the remnant. Are you following me? And so as we read these first verses in this chapter, verse 1 says, I said then, has God cast away his people? What? Has God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. You still with me?
Yes.
What? He not? What? The scripture says of Elijah, how he make an intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophet and dig down thine altars, and I'm left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? Up in here, there's a reserve up in here. The rest of y'all just riding. I reserve to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed their knees to the image of Baal. Now look at verse 5 and listen at verse 5 and ask the Holy Spirit to help you at verse 5. Even so then at this present time also there is a remnant.
Yes.
According to the election of what?
Grace.
There's a remnant. There's a remnant that is going to know how to function beyond work into grace. In other words, your just working days are over. Your grace days has come. By revelation. In other words, things that you have not asked for gonna show up. The blessing will begin to look for you. And you will not have to look for the blessing anymore. Because you live with the concept, because I'm a child of God, every good thing already belonged to me. In other words, by being improperly taught, you've been trying to work your salvation. But this morning, the grace is coming upon you.
Yes.
That your salvation gonna work you. Manifestation.
Yes.
Demonstration.
Yes.
Illustration.
Yes.
Are upon you now. I can't say it no other way. You will eat supernatural soup every day. Sit down. sit down, shut up, and stop talking about your shortcomings. Sit down, shut up, and stop talking about your shortcomings. Your shortcomings today are over. You enter into the realm of plenty. You enter into the realm of it is finished. You enter into the realm of it is over. You enter into the realm of I got it. You got it so much you don't have to tell nobody about it. The church is moving from an organization to an organism. Alive to God. Not alive to just sermon, but alive to God. Alive to Jesus, alive to the resurrection, alive to the glory of God, alive to the Holy Ghost. And the reason that you become so strong this morning, a yielding anointing is upon you. See? See, I'm not here just for what God can do for me, but I'm here for what I can do for God. It'll change the whole circumstances. Because I'm not a drifter. What are you? Shifter. I can move when the Holy Ghost show me I need to move. Yes. I'm not stuck in no spot that the Holy Ghost can't move me. Somebody just lied. Somebody just lied up in here. Many of y'all done got stuck in men's spots. Even the Holy Ghost can't move you. You shut him off. The Holy Ghost said, let me tell you something. No, this is what I believe. I can't change. I've been like this all my life. There's some people in here, Alpert. There's some people in here right now, the Holy Ghost trying to change. Because God got something trying to get to you, but he can't change it because you're so traditionally locked down in your space. How many ready to be a part of the remnant that God can really use? I believe you. I believe you. I believe you. Let's try to get over this scripture a little bit, a little further, because I'm going to take you in the closet in a few moments. Now, when you go in that closet, you better be ready. You'll get slapped all sides your head. Because you can't go in that closet with your head. You got to go in there with the Spirit. And he told me, open it up. I'm going to open it up. I've been enjoying the benefits of it for many years. I pray in the Spirit, and he prophesied in the prayer closet. And say things. The man said things. I mean some things that be said. They're going to change your life completely. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 5 of the 11th chapter of Romans. Even so then, at this present time also there's a what?
Remnant.
Underline that. According to what?
Remnant.
Didn't say work, right?
No, sir.
Huh?
No,
sir. See, hear me now. I say, hear me now.
Yes, sir.
Grace means it's already worked out.
Yes.
Write that down. Write that down because you need that. Grace means whatever it is that I need to turn into my favor is already worked out.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, man, I never heard that before. That's the Holy Ghost just said that.
Yes.
Grace means it's not worked.
No.
It's already worked out.
Yes.
The church been working.
Yes.
But now the Lord is calling the church into the area. It's already worked out. You know what they're going to do to your prayer life? What they're going to do to your confession? What they're going to do to your feeling? What they're going to do to facts? Is already worked out. Even facts that is against me already worked out. All my problems already worked out. See, I'm shifting from working for something to receiving what already been worked out.
It's mine.
I have it now. Whether I see it
or
feel it,
I know it.
So it comes to a point, my brothers and sisters, you only live in a faith and grace life.
Yes.
So facts and attacks don't bother you. Because you know faith and grace has already whooped them.
Yes.
I gotta read a little more. Verse 6. And if by grace, look at this, children, come on here. And if it's by grace,
that's good.
Otherwise, if it's by what? Grace is no more grace. Come on, y'all look in the Bible with me now. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel had not obtained that which he seeketh for. Listen now. But the election has obtained it, and the rest was blind. And so I'm telling you, Satan took the church back into work with no attention to grace.
Amen.
What is your relationship with God? Is your relationship with God is I pray, he give. I read the word and I speak the word and God manifests in my life. Well, change has come. God won't get you in a position where you read the word to find out what he wants you to do. Not what you can get. When you come back from doing what you did, what you need to get gonna be there waiting on you. Are you listening? So your hustling is over. You got too many Christian hustlers praying 9 hours a day trying to get God to do something. God said, get up and do what I told you to do. When you come back, I'll have that habit for you.
Yes,
lift your hand and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Acts chapter 1, and then I'll take you in some places in the closet and prophesy it over you. I'm going to prophesy it over you. I'm going to prophesy it over you. God dog it, I'm going to prophesy it over you. I said, I'm going to prophesy it over you. Acts chapter 1. I want you to see this. We'll get more into it. But I want you to see who Jesus applied the pressure on before he left. Who Jesus endowed with kingdom instruction to pass on to the rest of the people. It wasn't a fivefold ministry gift. Pastor wasn't even there. The evangelist wasn't there. The teacher wasn't there. Even the prophet wasn't there. After Jesus rose from the grave, he spoke to one set of leaders.
Yes, sir. Yes, he did.
To lead the rest of the leaders. And once the church got away from it, Satan pulled that scheme, got away from it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let me read a few of it. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Who teaching?
Jesus.
All right. Until the day in which he was taken up, after he through the Holy Ghost has given commandment unto the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, the bishops, to the apostles he had chosen. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proof, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Who are you talking to? And being assembled together with them, verse 4, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he, you've heard of me. For John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Not many days. Who are we talking to? Apostles he had chosen, right? Look back at verse 2. Whom he had chosen, right?
Yes,
and he tell them they're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, right?
Yes, sir.
And then they come and ask him something else in the sixth verse. When they therefore come together, they ask him, saying, Lord, will thou this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father put in his own power. But this is what I want you to do. Verse 8, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is coming on you, and you should be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judah and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. All right, let's go in the prayer closet. Let's go in this closet. It's going to change some things for you. God's face, God's grace, and God's presence. God's face, God's grace, and God's presence will be upon you from this day forward. Now I'm praying in the spirit about this service. And then I heard these words. These words you never heard them before in your life. There is a grace map. They enable one to read and see God's supernatural plan already in action. Listen. This the prophecy came from speaking, praying in the spirit. There is a grace map. GRACE, grace map. That enable one to read and see God's supernatural plans. already in action. So from this morning forward, you are a grace map reader. Y'all didn't get it. You never heard that before in your life?
No, sir.
I never heard about no grace map. You ever heard about a grace map?
No, sir.
You know what a grace map is? It's something God already have done for you, and nobody can change it, and nobody can stop you from having it. You get up in the morning and read your grace map. Matter of fact, I'm hearing the Spirit of God say is, the Bible is the grace map.
Yeah. That's it.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I should not want. I got that grace on me.
Yes,
sir. He prepared table before me to put to my enemy. That grace is upon me. When I read that, that's my grace map.
Yes, yes.
The Bible is God's grace map to every victory in the Spirit. The Bible is God's grace map to every victory in the Spirit. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, something about to be wiped out right now.
Uh-huh.
And so you're not going to have no trouble in this area anymore. It's time for all spiritual ignorance to be exposed and removed.
Yes, sir.
Everything has been ignorance in your life, holding you back from victory, is removed this morning. You are anointed to remove spiritual ignorance. All right. Father, in Jesus' name,
I seek your face
and yield to my place
of grace
in your kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Well, I want you to think about it. Now you're doing something now. You see, you're moving into kingdom grace. And a large part of the church don't even know nothing about it. But you're moving into kingdom grace this morning. This is what it says. Father, in Jesus' name, I seek your face and yield my place of grace in your kingdom. Look at the transaction now. The transaction is, I'm praying in the Spirit. The Holy Ghost turn it into a prophecy. I come prophesy it over you.
I receive it.
So you're being apostolic and prophetically prophesied over. Because you're in this service, you're online. How many online? Now, my brothers and sisters, this is not normal. Because as you stand here, changes are taking place. Watch what I'm going to say. In your positioning.
Yes.
Listen. Grace security is upon this house. And grace manifestation are about to be released in abundance. So you being placed in the remnant position for grace abundance to be upon you, your life, and your family. You want me to tell you what I hear the Spirit of God saying now? Grace waves are coming through. Grace waves are coming through. In other words, how can I say it, Lord? God's favor is about to blow your whole life away. Winds, W-I-N-D-S,
yes,
of God's favor going to be blowing everywhere you go. When you walk in, favor walk in. People who want to say no gonna have to say yes. I don't know what this is going to do for you. Get out the bus and get on the jet.
That's good.
You're going to take it too long in the bus. You're going to take it too long. Grace kingdom, sit down a minute. Grace kingdom anointing is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's a grace kingdom anointing, Romans 14:17. I was permitted in my prayer closet to release grace angel all over the area. Hebrews 1:14. You must be fully trained to properly approach the throne of grace and tap into what is already yours. At Hebrews 4:16. Y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. If you feel the same, you just got robbed.
Come on.
Because there's a shifting going on.
Right.
In other words, let me say it in a shocking way. New territories are your birthday. Because they're going to start birthing in your life like never before, because you're under a strong change in anointing.
Yes, sir.
And you're not a drifter. What are you, Jeremy? Shifter. Don't go along with the pattern.
Amen.
Operate in the promise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. I'll never be the same again.
My life changing right now.
Oh, my goodness. Grace angel. Are moving among us now. Mercy angel. Are moving among us now. We are remnant. For God to use in this last day. You are not here by accident in this service. Why would God do this in Darrow?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The church has been shifted back to her divine position. We got too organized.
That's right.
Men Day, Women Day, Groundhog Day, all kind of day. I feel it.
Yes.
I'm not just fading it. I feel it. I feel His presence.
Yes.
I feel that my life has been shifted.
Yes.
And the place that I have been drifting, now I'm shifting.
Yes.
Because I know I got the power to shift it.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
See, facts and feelings can't run me no more. You mean talking about facts? Yeah, see, because, see, miracles have no respect for facts. Signs and wonders have no respect for facts. Are y'all listening to me? I'm about to close. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Girl, you can't say hallelujah. I'm looking at your mouth. What's the matter with your mouth? Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Open up and let me come in. From this day forward, your life dimension is always supernatural.
Yes.
Right there now. You write it down. Woo. From this day forward. I mean, every aspect of my life that come up is always supernatural. Meaning that it can't stop me.
Glory to God.
I am designed to be a miracle worker. Not just receiver, but worker.
I call things
that be not as though they were, and they show up. Everyone under the sound of my voice, no matter what state, what country you're in, you will never live by this world scale no more.
I receive.
You are designed for miracles, signs, and wonders to follow you everywhere you go. I'm not just a church member. I'm a child of the living God. All of my values changing right now. Everything getting better.
Yes.
I'm taking my joy back.
Right now.
Okay, how things look.
Okay, how things feel.
I got my joy back.
Yes.
High five somebody and tell them I got my joy back. You can't do that with an old sad face. You can't do that with an old sad face. Come on, I got my joy back. Say it, I got high five somebody else. Tell them I got my joy back. Right now. Right here. Woo, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. I got my joy back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
High five somebody else new and tell them I got my joy back. Find somebody. Find somebody. Supernatural. 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 I got my joy back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Satan's been robbing me, but I'm not ready to rob him.
Yes.
You got any dance in you?
Yes.
Get up here, choir.
Hallelujah.
Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, write in a note, and then write this right beside it. How to live fully in your grace anointing. How to live fully in your grace anointing is recorded in Romans 12, 1, 2, 3. Once you go to Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, you ought to be dancing when you come out. Taking a blindfold of work off the church and fully open the space of grace now. It's working, working, working. Instead of working for grace, it will be grace working for you.
Yes, sir.
Write this down. What happened when the Holy Spirit is released to work in the grace zone of the cross? What happened when the Holy Spirit, we in the closet,
yes,
prophesied, is released to work in the grace zone of the cross? The grace zone of the cross? You, the Holy Spirit, you revealing to me a zone? That you want to work in my life?
Yes.
The grace zone of the cross. I'm letting supernatural grace, healing, and help invade my body now. All sickness and disease are erased and removed in the name of Jesus, through the power of the grace of his cross. health invasion, and sickness and disease are erased. Permitting the Holy Spirit to open your apostolic and prophetic anointing up to you on purpose. And there, here we go. Revelation, remnant, resurrection, revival, restoration, real move of God. Holy Spirit, make the believer supernatural again. Holy Spirit, make everybody in here supernatural again. He told me when I was praying, told me, he said, Leroy, I said, yes, sir, you can't activate a fake. So what he's telling me is, don't get discouraged if they don't get it. You put it out, but they got to get it. Now, let me close. Everybody's life, according to the apostolic and prophetic and the call that is on this ministry, everybody's life has been changed this morning.
Yes.
You got to go back over this stuff, and you're going to have to, you got to use it to God's glory.
Yes.
Because I'm not a drifter.
I'm a shifter.